awaiting the Geula. The Rambam writes that it is not only obligatory to believe in the coming of Mashiach, one must also await his coming. Moreover, a person who does not do so is denying the Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu, and all the other Nevi'im. The Medrash writes that at the time of the Churban, Yitzchak Avinu asked Hashem, "Will the Yidden perhaps never be Zoicha to return?" Hashem answered, "There will come a generation that will await the Geula, and they will immediately be redeemed." The Medrash adds that even if that is the only merit they have, for that alone they are worthy of being redeemed. In this spirit, the Chidah explains the meaning of our daily request as Semach David Avdecha Meheros Atzmiach Ki Lishuascha Kivinu Kol Hayoim. What kind of a reason is it that we say, because Lishuascha Kivinu Kol Hayoim, because we await your salvation all day, therefore you should bring Mashiach? The Chidah answers, we are asking Hashem to send us Mashiach immediately. And as to the possible argument that we are undeserving, we say, because we hope for your salvation all day. As a reward for actively awaiting Mashiach, we deserve to be redeemed. Chazal teach us that when a person is brought for judgment to the Beis Din Shomayla, one of the questions he is asked is, Tzipisa liYeshua, did you hope and look forward to the salvation promised by the Nevi'im? The Tzaddik Rabbi Yitzchok of Radvil heard so much of the greatness of Rabbi Avram HaMalach, the son of the Magid, that he traveled to see him. He arrived in town on Erev Tisha B'Av. That night, as everyone in Shul sat on the floor reading Eicha and mourning the Churban, a bitter cry broke out. Turning around, Rabbi Yitzchok saw Rabbi Avram HaMalach sitting with his head between his knees, weeping bitterly. Long after everyone had left, he continued watching Rav Avram, who sat in the same position without moving. When the clock struck midnight, Reb Yitzchak retired for the night. The following morning, when he arrived early to Shul, he found the Malach still mourning in the midst of a puddle of tears. From time to time, he would lift his head and ask in pain, "He's still not here?" Tzadikim living in the time of the Tzadik Reb Moshe Teitelbaum, the Yitzmach Moshe, used to say that he was a Gilgul of Yirmiyahu HaNavi, who prophesied the Churban of the first Beis HaMikdash. He would constantly cry about this lengthy galus, especially during the 3 weeks, and he longed for Mashiach intensely. Whenever he heard some hustle in the street, he would run to the window. Had Mashiach arrived? Next to his bed, his best Shabbos clothing always lay prepared, and every night before going to sleep, he would warn his shamas to wake him the moment the shofar of Mashiach was heard. He once received a letter informing him that on a certain date his beloved son-in-law would be arriving for a visit. The whole household prepared excitedly for his arrival. The great day came, but the visitor was nowhere to be seen. The family became restless. What could possibly have delayed him? The Yitzmach Moshe sat in his room engrossed in his svarim, while some family members waited outside impatiently, when a carriage suddenly appeared on the horizon. The Rebbe Shamas ran indoors to bring in the good news. "Rebbe, he has arrived." The Rebbe jumped up from his chair, put on his fine Shabbos dikka kapota and shtreimel, and ran outside towards the approaching carriage. Seeing none other than his son-in-law stepping down from the carriage, he was unable to bear the pain and fell to the ground in a faint. When he came to, his family heard him moaning to himself, "Oy, it's not him. He has not yet arrived." The Rambam writes that the Chachamim looked forward to the days of Mashiach because at that time Yidden will be able to learn Torah and keep mitzvahs undisturbed, not because of the pleasures that will then be freely available. The Rebbe adds that although the perfection of the world is part of the belief in Mashiach, it is not part of the mitzvah of waiting for him. The famed Chassid Reb Hillel Parasher quotes the Tzaddik Reb Levi Yitzchok of Berditchev, "On Shabbos Chazoin, every Yid is shown a vision of the third Beis HaMikdash. This vision inspires us to yearn for it and to follow a path that will enable us to be zoicha to behold its actual rebuilding with the ultimate Geula."